Andre Segovia Show.
Everyone, and welcome to the Andre Segovia Show. In this episode, I got to talk about the eviction moratorium at the federal level that was extended, and some rent moratoriums that were also extended here at the state level in California. With respects to the federal level, that has been extended. There's frequently asked questions that the Association of Realtors at the national level is making available. Now, for those of you listening on the podcast or watching, I recommend that you go to my website, www.theandresegovia.com, for the show notes accompanying this episode, and you'll be able to download the frequently asked questions from there, because technically this is something that only us realtors can access. But there you'll be able to get some questions in response to, well, what is the eviction moratorium? Do you need emergency rental assistance? What's available at the federal level? Property management issues. If you're a property housing provider, what recourse do you have if there's a problematic tenant? And what other issues might rise up in case of someone that hasn't paid in, say, a year? Do you have any recourse available for you to that if they're purposely withholding rent from the property owner? Well, that's at that level. In the case of the state, they can be stricter than the federal, because the way it works is there. Normally, when we think federal, state, local, when it comes to the order of how things are set, but in this case, when it comes to rules as they're applied, it's the opposite. We got federal, which sets the base of the rules, the state, which is stricter, and even stricter still can be local. So in this case, when it comes to the federal, because it's wide-ranging, the show notes, you can check that out. That goes the same for the other resources I will be providing here, because I gotta quickly address two of them, because there's two that, in the case of California, there's in terms of assistance that's needed, whether you're a property owner or assistance if you're a tenant. So let me briefly go through those each as to what recourses are available at the moment. So property owners for a state rental assistance program, who qualifies for state rental assistance? That's the question. If you are a landlord who has one or more eligible tenants, you can apply to get reimbursed for 80% of each of the eligible tenants' unpaid rent between April 1st, 2020 and March 31st, 2021. But which tenants qualify as eligible tenants? That would be the first round priority for tenant households who are at or less than 50% of the area median income, or who have been unemployed for 90 days or more. If there are remaining funds after the first round, then tenant households with the average of the area median income up to 80% are eligible. If a landlord applies, are there any strings attached as a condition of receiving money? Well, yes, it is conditional upon the landlord's agreement to accept the money as payment in full, and must indicate the landlord's agreement to release any and all claims for non-payment of COVID rental debt owned, including a claim for unlawful detainer for the specified time period. Local programs do not necessarily have this as a condition of payment. Will I need the tenant to cooperate in the application process? Yes, it is a joint effort. Both the landlord and tenant will have to be engaged in the process. Is there a checklist of items that I will need? Yes. There's a checklist available at housingiskey.com. It's called Landlord Checklist, so you'll be able to get it there. Again, all the resources that I'm referencing here will be available in the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theandresegovia.com. When does the application process begin for the state program? For the state program, landlords will be able to submit an application by March 15, 2021. The state website is required to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a 99% plan uptime rating. Where do I sign up? So I'll be leaving a link to this. I don't have to specify, but I'm going to be leaving a link to this again in the show notes. Are all cities and counties required to operate through the state program? No. Larger cities and counties with populations above 200,000 may administer their own programs, but they are incentivized to join or at least follow the state rules as outlined above. So basically what that means, just because this is available at the state level does not mean the city that you reside in is participating, mainly because that city might be providing its own variation of a state of a assistance program. I know for a fact that in Orange County, at least Anaheim, they're providing their own version of the program. Los Angeles tends to do their own too, but because there's the unincorporated and incorporated areas, that could break up very different. So I recommend you check with your local municipality with respects to a rental assistance program if they have one. This goes for both property owners and tenants. Okay, can a property manager apply on behalf of the landlord? Yes, but the landlord must add the property manager to the account as a designee at the state website. My county city has opted out of the state program altogether. When can I apply? Even when the locality has opted out, you can apply to the state for partial payment on March 15. However, the application will not be processed until the two programs are coordinated. So this one's called the COVID-19 Tenant Relief Act. The statewide rent moratorium laws extended through June 30th, 2021. Okay, so here's some frequently asked questions as to what is being protected and what's not being protected with respects to tenants that continue to be affected by the lockdown measures and other items. Because California, depending on where you are, Los Angeles, San Francisco have been the strictest lockdowns. So there's some businesses that still haven't opened in about a year, at least. Some will never be reopening. So there are people that are hurting. So what then, if a tenant has not paid the rent since March 2020, can a landlord evict them? Not if the tenant completes the COVID-19 related declaration of financial distress form and returns it to the landlord. When a tenant has not paid rent for any period between March 1st, 2020 and June 30, 2021, the COVID-19 Tenant Relief Act will allow most residential tenants to remain in the rental property through June of 2021, as long as the tenant makes a declaration under penalty of perjury that they are unable to pay the rent or meet other financial obligations because of circumstances related to the pandemic. What if a tenant misses a rent payment for 2020 or later? For rent that comes due between September 1st of last year to June 30th of this year, the tenant is responsible for paying at least 25% of the monthly rent. However, the amount need only be paid by June 30th, 2021. After June 2021, with the exception of the 25% of the rent owed from September to June, the landlord will still not be able to base an unlawful detainer action on a demand for payment of rent that came due during any time between March 1st and June 30th, as long as the tenant delivered the COVID-19 declaration to the landlord. Can a landlord still serve a 3-day notice to pay rent or quit? Not for rent that came due between March 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2021. It will have to be a modified 15-day notice with new information notices integrated into it and with an attached copy of the COVID-19 related declaration of financial distress form. Additionally, for any tenant behind on the rent from March 2020 to August 2020, the landlord would have to provide a general notice informing the tenant of their rights under the new relief law. This notice is to be delivered by September 30th, 2020. But if a 15-day notice is served, the notice must be given at the same time or earlier. Are there any new forms that must be given as a result of the tenant relief extension? Yes, an updated NTRA needs to be delivered by February 28th, 2021 to any tenant who has not paid COVID rental debt as of February 1st, 2021. Even if the landlord is not intending, or at least at this time, to file an unlawful detainer action. Okay, we're almost through with these questions. And again, all this is going to be posted to the website, show notes, www.theinterestofcovid.com. Are single family properties, condos, and new construction within the last 15 years still exempted from the statewide just cause eviction law, AB 1482? No. Under the Tenant Relief Act, all properties are now subject to the just cause eviction rules of AB 1482 until July 1st, 2021. What if I'm selling a single family property or condo that is occupied by a tenant? In that case, an owner may still terminate the tenancy if they are in contract to sell to a buyer who will take occupancy. All other requirements of the just cause provisions under AB 1482 would still need to be met, including delivery of the exemption notice, but no payment of a relocation fee would be required. Okay, last question. How does an owner collect the unpaid rent from the period between March 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2021? We are talking about 15 months worth of rent here. The balance of the unpaid rent is still owed. The Tenant Relief Act permits a claim for the unpaid rent to be brought in small claims court beginning August 1st, 2021, even if the amount owed would otherwise be more than current small claims court limits. The only recourse available to try to collect rent from an individual who refuses to pay rent even when they're able to, as they're alluding to here, is through small claims. So those are the updates that I wanted to impart. It's a big one. It's a hefty one. So again, these documents and links will be available at the show notes that accompany this episode of www.theinterestofcovid.com. AndresSegovia.com because this is very important for individuals to know. And I'm going to be continuing to share whatever information that I can as provided to me from my association. In this case, this comes from the California Association of Realtors, and I impart that to you. Okay, that's it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening or watching so you can stay in the know, particularly in this time if you find yourself to be a tenant or property owner or a seller that has a situation where they have someone living in it. And how do you deal with that? Hopefully this provided you some kind of guidance with respects to that. Thank you. I'll see you in the next one.